This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of measles cases worldwide nearly quadrupled in the first 3 months of the year compared to last year, according to the World Health Organization in a report released on Monday. The United Nations agency cited preliminary data and said that more than 112,000 cases of the preventable but highly contagious disease have been reported across the globe in the January to March period. The WHO called for better vaccination coverage against measles, which can kill or leave a child disabled for life. Over recent months, WHO said that spikes in the disease have occurred in countries with high overall vaccination coverage, including the United States, as well as Israel, Thailand, and Tunisia, as the disease has spread fast among clusters of unvaccinated people. The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of three reactors that melted down in 2011. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said workers started removing the first of the used and unused fuel units from a cooling pool. A fire again continues to shock the world as it caused a massive damage to the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris. But firefighters say that they have saved the building's two iconic towers and stone structure. The Paris Fire Brigade Chief Jean-Claude Gallet told reporters outside the cathedral Monday night that the main structure has been saved and preserved. He said that one firefighter was seriously injured trying to put out the huge blaze in the French capital. The flames, which at one point burned upwards of 10 meters into the air, destroyed much of the cathedral's roof and caused its spire to collapse. This is VOA News. There's new information regarding the Trump-Russia probe.
The Justice Department says it will release the report Thursday after officials finish stripping it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Attorney General William Barr has already told Congress the probe did not find that Trump associates conspired with Russia during the election, but the special counsel did not reach a definitive conclusion on whether President Trump's actions amounted to obstruction of justice. Barr says he doesn't believe there's enough evidence to prove he did. The president's again seized on that today in attacking the probe.
However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it'll depend on just how much information remains unredacted and available to the public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Demonstrators in Sudan's capital defied attempts by the military to break up their ongoing protest. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports for VOA in Khartoum.
Protesters on Monday said troops tried to clear their ongoing sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. But the protesters who have camped out since the military announced the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir last Thursday refused to move. The protesters are demanding a quicker move to civilian rule in Sudan than the military's announced two-year transition to an elected government. The military's transitional leadership has changed twice since it said Bashir had been placed under house arrest following 4 months of popular demonstrations. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says that he is ready for another meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to help salvage faltering nuclear negotiations between the U.S. and the North. We get more from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Moon's comments came after Kim over the weekend issued his harshest criticism yet over South Korea's diplomatic role, accusing Seoul of acting like an overstepping mediator and demanding that it diverge from Washington to support the North's position more strongly. Moon met Kim three times last year and also brokered nuclear talks between Washington and Pyongyang following tensions created by North's nuclear and missile tests and the exchange of war threats between Kim and President Donald Trump. I'm Zaria Shackley.
And again, an independent monitoring group in Pakistan has now expressed concern about the state of human rights in the country. It's called for the immediate redressal of the issues highlighted in its annual report, which was released on Monday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.